After a weekend of intense activity, the mosque in Fort Collins is quiet now. A few pieces of wood bandage the broken windows that lead into a prayer room.
Is it okay to take off your shoes?
Sure, of course.
Elizabeth Siddiqui is an elder at the Islamic Center. Early Sunday morning, a man in a brown hooded sweatshirt attempted to break in.
He threw one rock and then another and got them pretty well shattered.
The vandal left a copy of the Bible and overturned some furniture before leaving. He was also captured on security cameras. The Bible is the piece of evidence police say could elevate the act to a hate crime if they find it was religiously motivated. And while vandalism against mosques has been on the rise in the U.S., Siddiqui says this isn't the first time Fort Collins Muslims have been targeted.
This is the first time for this building. Yes, at the old mosque at 900 Peterson, there had been, I think, three or four incidents of vandalism very similar to this one.
For Lamin Kane, the 28-year-old president of CSU's Muslim Student Association, the attack feels personal. With charged political rhetoric against Islam becoming more common, Kane says he's felt fearful around town, especially when dressed in his traditional Muslim garb.
Right after the election, for the first time since I've lived in Fort Collins, I got off the bus about midnight, and I was actually afraid of three white kids who were walking behind me.
But at a rally on Sunday, about 1,000 residents showed up to support the mosque. And that might be the silver lining in the whole incident, Kane says. After seeing the crowd, he's not fearful anymore.
That's what they're looking for, right? Whoever did that and the people who do these kinds of actions, that's what they want. And so it motivated me more.
Police haven't identified the suspect, but are asking the public to come forward with more information. The national group, the Council on Islamic American Relations, has already called for the incident to be deemed a hate crime. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.